A key part of the government's mission to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030 involves the establishment of a basic standard of living to which all Jamaicans, irrespective of social status, will be entitled. And after years of work, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, in collaboration with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security and the World Bank, has developed a social protection strategy, paving the way for the creation of a fundamental standard of living. Imagine a Jamaica where every citizen is guaranteed access to education, a steady income, healthcare, quality living conditions, and more. To some degree, facilities providing for some of these social needs already exist and have been helping our citizens for years. For example, there is the Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH, which supports vulnerable Jamaicans, and the Ministry of Education provides free tuition for primary and secondary students. But rather than having these programs working independently, the government is moving to create a more cohesive framework for its social intervention initiatives, making it easier for Jamaicans to access their benefits. To achieve this goal, the PIOJ has created the Social Protection Strategy. A key part of the strategy is the creation of a social protection floor. Senior Securities Analyst at the PIOJ, Shelly-Ann Edwards, explains.
Social protection floors seek to guarantee the provision of basic income security and essential social services to all citizens. With a minimum set of provisions specifically to protect children in poor households, the elderly, persons with disabilities, and workers.
She outlines the social protection floor that has been established for Jamaica in the strategy.
Within the floor that we have defined for Jamaica are the elements of cash transfer programs, school feeding, residential care for wards, basic health care and education, economic empowerment grants, a national insurance scheme, a minimum wage policy, drugs subsidy programs, unemployment insurance, and the matter of safe water, sanitation and shelter, as well as public transportation system, are also considered to be critical elements of a social protection floor for Jamaica.
The strategy uses a life cycle planning approach, meaning it seeks to ensure that Jamaicans have access to relevant social benefits at different stages of their lives. The stages are childhood, youth, working aged, and elderly.
The strategy also addresses cross-cutting issues, including environmental factors, food and nutrition security, poverty reduction, response to crises and emerging vulnerabilities, including climate change and the aging of the population.
Though the social protection strategy has been crafted, there is still a great deal of work left to be done to establish the framework in which the various government agencies and some private sector players can collaborate to guarantee certain basic provisions for citizens.
Our next steps are to establish the supporting institutional framework for coordination and integration, both at the central as well as parish levels, to establish the appropriate monitoring and evaluation systems so that we can track our outcomes, continue to strengthen the legislative and policy framework for effective interventions, and of course, disseminate the social protection strategy to various key stakeholders.
Senior Securities Analyst at the PIOJ, Shelly-Ann Edwards. Members of the public are invited to share their opinions on the social protection strategy. You may do so by calling the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339. As work continues on the implementation of the social protection strategy, Jamaicans can rest assured that the government is determined to help each citizen to maximize his or her potential and contribute to national development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.